years ago, God spoke. Well, we started the church 37 years ago. I knew long before then. But there was a purpose and a reason for us being here. To do it in Chesterfield that many years ago, I'd have been outside, out of the will of God. It would have been James's thing. And we're not called to do James, John, Sue, Sally, Myrtle, and we go on and on, Joe, Larry, and if y'all name, I'm not picking on anybody, I'm just throwing out names. My point is, it's not our thing to do. It's God's thing to do. Just because God tells us something may not necessarily mean it's our season. Amen. Kind of remind me of a story I heard some years back. This fella heard this farmer heard God said go, and he took off and went, wound up somewhere overseas. It's a bad place to be when you're out of the will of God. Come to find out, that wasn't what God was telling him at all. He was telling him to go do something else. So we need to hear God, and we need to move in his time. Some things God tells us we need to deal with immediately, especially if it's correction in our own life. Yeah. Amen. We need to go ahead and correct that. Y'all still with me? So here's my point. We're here for a reason. There's a purpose from heaven for this church being here. Now, in turning your Bibles to the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark, the 16th chapter. Verse 14 says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, listen to this, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Amen. So, the purpose of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? I'm talking about the corporate body, the body of Christ. We are called to go into the world and preach the gospel. I know I'm not telling you anything that most of you don't know already, but that's part of our calling. But then there's a call to the local church. You know, you have the body of Christ around the world, and then you have thousands and thousands and thousands of local churches around this world, here in this nation. We have a responsibility as well, and that responsibility is, listen to me, hear me real good, that responsibility is to reach the lost. That's one of them. To reach the lost. Everybody say, reach the lost.
Reach the lost.
Say it again.
Reach the lost.
Reach the lost. Don't, we are not to ever forget those that are not born again. Because that's the reason Jesus came. He died for the lost. Are you still here? So we do it as a local church. We have church functions and so forth, and we reach out to the lost. But let me take it another step. We have this responsibility as individuals to reach out to the lost. Look for opportunities to share Jesus, to find out if that individual or individuals are born again. Who knows? You may be the last person they see on this side of the grave. You hear me? That's the reason the Bible says that God has given to each and every one of us, that includes you, He's given to each and every one of us the ministry of reconciliation. So in one sense, all of us are ministers. Let me say that again. All of us are ministers. Not all of us are licensed or ordained preachers. Not all of us are part of fivefold ministry, but all of us are ministers. You have to understand, you're going to meet people that I may never meet. You'll have the opportunity to share Jesus with people that I may never have that opportunity. There are people that you can reach that won't even listen to me, at least not initially. Some of these young folk look at and say, well, who that old man think he is? But then somebody their own age, they'll listen to. You still here? See, that's the purpose for the church. And that's if you want a subject, that's what I'm ministering on. That's the purpose of the church. That's the purpose for our church and every church. Are you here? Hallelujah. But now, not only are we to reach the lost, we're also a call to maturity. And that can be a big issue within the body of Christ. When I stand before you, or anyone stand before you, ministering to you or teaching you the Bible, the Word of God, it's so that you can mature. Everybody say mature. Say it again.
Mature.
No matter who you are. Let me say that again. It does not matter who you are. I am here to tell you this one thing, and it is the truth. You do not know it all. I don't know it all. But God is so big, His word is so deep, that you can live 200 years and still be learning. Hallelujah. And that's the right attitude to have. And you've heard me say this, and I'll say it again, as long as I live, I will keep a teachable heart. I'll keep a teachable heart, but I'm not going to be stupid.
Amen.
What do you mean by that? That means that I'm not just going to listen to any and everybody, because there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe you don't need to hear. There's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe you don't need to get on the inside of you. So I don't listen to any and everybody. anybody that speak into my life, I want them to be speaking the word of God. I want them moved by the Holy Ghost, not self-will or any other reason. You hear me? Because I, listen to me, and I believe you the same way. If not, you can be that way. I want to hear from God. Anybody else out here, I want to hear from God. The Bible tells us there are a lot of voices in the world. There's a lot of spirits out there. I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear from the Holy Ghost. Period. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? So that I can continue to grow and be more like Him. Because the more like Him I am, the more profitable to Him I become. The more usable I become. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the church, especially the local church, is to mature the saints. Turn to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. You're familiar with that. Some, many of y'all. Ephesians chapter 4. I'll just begin reading at verse 9. Well, let's back up to verse 7, Ephesians chapter 4. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Someone say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. And he himself, this is Jesus Christ, and he himself gave some to be apostles. Notice it says some. Not everybody is an apostle. Seems like nowadays everybody want to be, but not everybody is an apostle. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And he did it for a reason. If you stand in those offices, you're standing there, you've been placed there for a reason, not just so you can look good. There is a reason. For the equip, verse 12, for the equipping of the saints. You see that? For the equipping of the saints, for what? The work of the ministry, for what? The edifying of the, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. As you sit here today and listen to me, as I stand in my pastoral office, the reason you're sitting here listening to me is so that you can become better equipped. Better equipped. That's the reason you're here. You're not here to think about what you're going to have for lunch. And I hope you're not sneaking a peek at your watch and saying, I sure wish he'd hurry up and shut up. Now, I'm not going to worry your patience. When I minister the word. When I'm done, I'm done. I don't try to add anything. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:12, Amplified Bible, please, on the screen. Now, he gave these ministry gifts, and this is the reason. His intention was the perfecting and the what? Full equipping of the saints. Who is the saints? His consecrated people. Hallelujah. That's the reason. These ministers are set by Christ, not to be self-appointed, set by Christ for the perfecting and full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do. Who should do? Who? The saints. That they should do what? The work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. Ooh, hallelujah. See, all some folk want to do is come hear the preacher, hear the preacher. Oh, I want to tell you something. Boy, he preached me off my seat last night, yesterday or Sunday. I got my shout on, and I want to tell you I was happy. Brother, sister, what did he preach about? Oh, no, but it was good. Did you learn anything? Yeah, it was good. Did you become better equipped? Well, I was happy. And don't get me wrong, the Word of God should excite you. If you're hungry, I tell you what. Now, I want to tell y'all something. Those of you, you know, we had the honor of going with the ladies yesterday to the play, and as it was a ladies' meeting. But you know, one of the ways you can squeeze in there is to become a driver. So I decided to jump in one of the vans and drive them up there. About three vans. Four vans and all, and some cars. But we went, and excellent play. Don't y'all think so? Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Excellent play. But I want to tell you something. I was excited when the food came. Yeah. I was excited. Now, see, what they did, they ministered to our spirits through the play, but they also, while we were there, ministered to our physical bodies. Ain't that right, sister? Amen. And so, man, when they brought those plates, matter of fact, they had got to our row, and the sister ran out, I think, just before they got to us. So she left, and I thought, that's not a place to, you remember that, brother? That's not a good place to run out of trays or boxes, you know. But they had it together. They knew what they were doing. So they came back and they served us. And so what I did, I was excited. I ate all my food. I did. I ate all my food. Hallelujah. I was excited about it. It was good. Why am I telling you this? Because we should be just as excited about the Word of God. Because we know it's going to bring nourishment. Man, I was hungry, and then I ate the food, man, and I got more into the play, you know, because my little belly was full. Hallelujah. And that's the same attitude that we need to have when it comes to the Word of God. Not set up and say, man, I'll be glad when this is over. Let me tell you something. If you're not feeling good, it ain't always the preacher. But if he or she preaching the uncompromised word of God, you eat that up because it's going to help you. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now. So it tells us for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and again, this is to equip you so that you can go out and do the work of the ministry. Now, for a long time growing up in church, I thought that the pastor was supposed to do everything. And there's still folks today that, you know, if somebody come in other than the pastor, man, they get bent out of shape. They get offended because only the pastor can pray for me. Well, if he's doing his job, the people that's sitting under him should be equipped and ready to pray for you or minister to you. That our primary job is to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Why is that the case? Because one person cannot do it all. That's the reason Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples. And he trained them and he equipped them. And then we see here in Mark 16 where he had trained them, he had equipped them, and now he's telling them to go into all the world. Preach the gospel. That's the reason you're sitting here in church, so that you can share Jesus with somebody. Or if somebody's sick, you can lay your hands on them and pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's our purpose here. That's our purpose, is to equip you so that you can go forth and do the work of the ministry. Is that not scripture? But what we make a mistake, as I said earlier, is that if we start laying hands on people and they getting healed and getting saved and that sort of thing, and somebody walk up to us and say, oh my goodness, you see how the Lord using you? You must going to be a preacher. You need to go and start, get ready to start pastoring. That ain't necessarily the case. You're just doing what you're supposed to do. The Lord will let you know if he want to take you further. Let me repeat that. The Lord will let you know if he's sitting you in an office. I've heard it put this way. I think it was Fred Price is the first one I ever heard say this. I've heard others say it. But he made this statement. I thought, wow, I never thought about it that way. This is what he said. He said, shepherds don't have sheep. In other words, shepherds don't give birth to sheep. Sheep have sheep. The shepherds tend the sheep. They take care of the sheep. And the sheep go forth and do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. But you have an enemy called being too busy, consumed with your own issues and problems, that you don't think about the lost person that may be standing in front of you, or the sick person that needs someone to lay hands on them and pray for them. I remember years ago, a lot of years ago, we were still down on 2nd Street, but we had a special program, and we invited Pastor Robin Gould to come and preach for us. And so we rented the theater on the Green. We rented it, and that's where we all gathered. Some of you probably remember that. And Pastor Gould came, and he preached for us. And one of the charges that he gave us as a church, I'll never forget it, one of the charges he gave us is make sure that you are an impact church. Make sure you have an impact in your community and wherever you have an opportunity to have influence. Have an impact for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But now, Word of Life, let me tell you something. I'm counting on you to step up by my side and let us have an impact together. You're going to be places that I can't be, but you can have an impact for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm blessed by what your friend told me yesterday. And I'm not going to call your name going out through all the world. But she said, this sister led me to the Lord. She used to come. You brought her here years and years ago. But she was telling me that this sister led her to the Lord. And now she's walking with Jesus. And I think she told me she's now a minister herself. And that's called having an impact. Because this sister chose to share Jesus with her friend, now her friend, these many years later, is now ministering and sharing Jesus with other people. Folks, that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's supposed to work. You're still here. Hallelujah. I meant to be further along than this, but this is needed. So in order for that to happen, we're going to have to be willing to learn, willing to mature in the things of God. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do is stop right here. But I will probably pick this up at a later time. I don't know about Sunday, because Sunday's Father's Day. Everybody say Father's Day.
Father's
Day. Say it again.
Father's Day.
Father's Day. So I don't know. I may go a different direction Sunday, but we will come back to this again, because we must have an impact as a church. People's lives must be changed because of you. Not because you're grabbing them around the throat and trying to pound something in them, but because you show them Jesus and the love of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for the honor of serving.